Okay, brothers, let's finish the last meeting. And I did not finish my thought on Labor Day. So Labor Day, I won't be here. Not that I'm anybody, but I have been with you. So, but this time, how about you pray for the Midwest? The brothers are right now already promoting that time. They would either come together in Chicago or Indianapolis. It's more central. what will we do here? Well, we'll see how the Lord leads, but we will have a line of fellowship without lines and things like this. And we would like to use this time to practice what Brother Lee promoted back in 1993. And that is a conference with blended speakers. It's marvelous. It was marvelous. And in Mid-Atlantic, for 2 years, I could not go there because I have to come here. I helped them to do that. And now there's a whole group of wonderful younger brothers that are rising up. And they, together, four messages, they spoke them in a blended way with good preparation. And so we will do that. A month before the Labor Day, we will arrange to have brothers as blended speakers, some old, some young, all kinds, to present a burden to the saints. I believe that would not be a letdown. Rather, I think that should be a better conference without me. I don't see any. I don't hear. I don't hear any amen. Well, because you have not experienced it yet. But once you experience it, you will say, Minoru, maybe you can wait another year. We're having too much fun here, right? Without you. That will be marvelous. But in all seriousness, brothers, this is not a lessening of a burden within me, but there are just too many areas in this country that we need to take care of, especially in that part of this nation. Now, just to follow up still from my fellowship earlier, and that is our way of coordinating with the Lord's move. Now, I'm not just talking now about life and truth and building up the saints. That is the main burden this morning. And now I'm talking about the Lord's move, the Lord's spread, the Lord's growth. And I still want to say this one thing first. There should be still these contacts from GTCA, am I right? Yes. New ones, open ones. I hope you're not just dealing with the Lord and you forgot these people. That's not right. I like to promote this. Listen to me. Starting with you, with us, leading brothers. Let's start with the minimum. You know, they start with 5 minutes in the morning, okay? It's okay. Just don't look down on 5 minutes. 5 minutes, if you touch the living God, will change your life. Amen. Of course, it will change your day, right? So let's start. I like to promote here as a start that the leading brothers and eventually probably not all the saints, that's unrealistic to expect that, but a good percentage of the saints would set apart, I'm going to start by saying 1 hour a week. A week. Just 1 hour. I didn't even say 2 hours or 3 hours because I know it will grow. Just 1 hour a week. To do what? To contact people. Amen. To visit either the saints, some saints, in a specific way, to shepherd them and to help them in things of life and other things, or to care for these contacts that we have in our hands, whether from the campus or from the community. So 1 hour. You just need to do 1 hour. Now, here's the point. If in the church, our Lord's table, our prayer meeting, we have no set schedule. We just say, brothers, we're going to break bread. We're going to have the prayer meeting. But we don't tell the saints when we do it. Do you think the saints will come together and break bread and have the prayer meeting? They won't. But because it's set time, set schedule, the saints will be there. Do you realize visiting people for the gospel and for shepherding is the same? The reason why we have not built, or one of the main reasons why we have not built this up, is we have no set schedule. Brothers, we hope you will do it. Nothing happens. I like to strongly recommend the churches set up schedule. A schedule. At a certain time. In Taipei, they are really experiencing the Lord's blessing by practicing it this way. So this is a church-sponsored thing. So every Sunday afternoon, or Lord's Day afternoon, that's a good time. It's 1 hour. Or what is a better time that will be good for U.S. schedule. I don't know. But Saturday is tough. I think people are all busy with their kids and all kinds of things to get people. Lord's Day actually is better because they'd be ready for Monday, right? Or one of the evenings. So the saints will actually commit themselves. We're going to talk more in the coming days about in twos, in threes, according even to home groups, all these things. And by the way, I have not even started to talk about building up the structure of the church, mainly with twos and threes and home groups. And home groups. Also with districts. But the districts does not apply to smaller churches. Home groups do. And twos and threes do. All right? But anyway, we don't need to wait. And have help the saints to have definite time that they go out. Just 1 hour. With a companion or two. They would go, some may have the burden to go to the park, right? Or as we have many names to visit, or saints to visit. We must build this up into a habit like a meeting. You just don't not go to Lord's Day meeting because it's set. You just don't go out to contact people because it is set. Once things is built up like this, it becomes just something you do because it is in the schedule. Now, don't say it won't work. You haven't done it yet. Try it. We have been too spiritual about things, way too spiritual. If you have the burden, go. When will you have the burden? You won't have the burden. You know, maybe you do a little, when you're inspired, you do something. But let me tell you, in any kind of labor, the scheduled labor will have the biggest yield of results. Schedule labor. You just keep doing it. Paul, in 3 years, raised up the big church in Ephesus by regularly visiting the saints. Don't trust in inspiration. Trust in scheduled labor. Scheduled labor. All right? And I still hope that the brothers would take this matter of 15% increase seriously, which I told you is doable, but it takes consistent labor. A church with, in Crescent City, how many saints you have on Lord's Day? About 10. 15% per year, that means you just need to gain 1.5 persons. Well, let's round it out, 2. 20%. All you need this year is to gain 2, and you do this every year, 2. in 5 years, not 10, you'll be double. It's not hard. But yet, if we don't do this, we can go for decades and still the same number. I don't believe Crescent City is so lacking in seeking and needy people that you cannot gain another 10 in 5 years. I just don't believe it. But you don't have a plan. You don't have help the saints to have this kind of consistent labor like a farmer. So nothing happens. Brothers, we need to change culture in our church life. Don't be so spiritual. Work in this kind of a way. I believe we will make it. Now, one more thing, and that is, and by the way, if you expect the saints to do this, you have to take the lead to do this. Don't tell them to do this. You take some to go with you. Just one hour. Just one. I mean, I sit on the sofa, and before long, it's 1 hour. Gone. I don't know how many hours I waste. True? You're like me, right? 1 hour is nothing. But this hour will count in eternity. If you bring someone to the Lord, if you bring someone, help someone to go on. Brothers, we need to change our church life. It's also wrong. Our present format in many ways are wrong. I don't expect things to happen tomorrow, but brothers, start, despise not the day of small things. Start with the small things and let it grow. Let it grow. If 30% of the saints will give 1 hour a week, that means a lot. One third of the saints. If you have half, oh, I will give you a crown. You're doing very, very good. Half of the church will go out, would give 1 hour a week. But they will only maintain it if it's a scheduled time. Rain or shine. They pledge to the Lord and they do it. You know, the going is always the hard part. When you come back, you're always happy. It's like exercise. You think about going to the gym, you don't want to go. But when you're done, you're always happy you went. Brothers, you know, would you not consider me quite energetic for an old man? Huh? Yes? Even I'm surprised. When I was in my 50s, I'm in my 60s now. When I was in my 50s, I was not as energetic as now. In my 50s. I don't know what happened. So, it is possible to get younger. But some brothers asked me, how did that happen? Well, I said, you got to eat right, you know, you got to, you know, all this kind of standard stuff. But I always tell them, to me, I can put my finger on it, exercise. Not just eat right, not just whatever, exercise. The more I exercise, and I have to push myself to do it because the older you are, the less you want to move. So you have to fight to exercise. The more I exercise, the more I have a bounce in my step. You know, I go to hotels now. As much as possible, I don't ride the elevator. I walk. Force yourself to do this. Every little climbing of the stairs helps cumulatively. Move about. Be active. I speak to the older brothers, right? Older brothers get younger. I like to... Brother Lee is my role model. In the 70s, he was still jumping around like a monkey, you know, on the podium. If he can do it, I can do it. All right. Don't live in a way like you're dying. Don't do that. Don't do that. Spiritually is the same as the physical. The more you exercise, the longer you live. And not only you live in a quality way. In an active way. They call it active senior. I'm an active senior. I hope one day I'll just fall dead. To the last moment I'm active, then boom, I'm dead. I like to go that way. Rather than laying with tubes for months. Well, I don't know whether the Lord will give me that mercy, but I hope so. You know, that Gene Gruler I talk about, senior, that's how he died. He died on his chair, shepherding a sister. That sister is still alive. He's in the church in Atlanta. He was shepherding that sister. Then he had a heart attack. Isn't that a good way to go? Yeah. While you're shepherding. I love that. I love that. We're lacking energy, spiritual energy in our church life. Just lethargic, just kind of. No. Okay, all right, brothers. The quick thing I want to mention is concerning migration, all right? And that is, Brother Lee told us in three ways we can cooperate with the Lord's move. One is pray, of course. We can all pray. And number two, we can give. And I'm going to get into giving in a moment. Number three, we can go. That means translation, migrate. Now, you say, where do we migrate? Well, of course, there's Germany, there's whatever, of course. There's that. But I tell you, even within the USA, we need migration. Amen. And I especially talk about the middle part of America. But this morning, I even want to specifically even just talk about Northern Cal. Northern Cal. We need some migrations within Northern Cal. I tell you, in Roanoke Park, in Reno, in these kind of outlying places, they actually can still use some couples and families to strengthen the church life there. Now, in these places, we hope that there will be some that are non-Asian, but we're not exclusive. But because of the people we want to gain, that's what we want to do. So be open. Don't be set, settled, and occupied. Let's live the life of an altar of the tent and the tent. If you move, Brother Lee said, the Chinese have a saying, if you move a tree, the likelihood is that that tree will die. You know, transplant. But when you transplant a human being, most likely they will live better. It's a challenge. I thank the Lord I came to this country from the Far East. I have a different vista. I become a different man. And I credit a lot of what I am to that migration. It was for school, right? And some for jobs. But brothers, consider this. Consider this. Even Fremont. Fremont can use some migration. I mean, in migration. There may be some saints who are bilingual, you know, We're now building up the English-speaking church life in a strong way. We can really use some families and couples to move to Fremont, for example. Maybe some would have a burden to go to Hayward. So, brothers, we're one church, and this is called shared pooling resources. You know, when we operate like this as one church, we are much more efficient in our using of our resources. Otherwise, your church will always be on your own. Your church is always on your own. You struggle to survive and maintain. That's not the way to go. Today, we pull together as one church. You have a need, we all go meet that need. Then you have a need, we all go meet that need. Needs are met by us being one. So, financial resources for sure. I think the house was purchased in Reno, am I right? And there's some extra giving from the churches here. And those extra giving went to help to buy the hall in Champaign, Illinois. Now they got a wonderful fraternity house as their first meeting hall. And that is a huge thing for Champaign-Urbana. So, brothers, this is the way we have to go. Now, one more thing before I get into the money matter, and that is tomorrow at what time? The sisters' meeting. Huh? 2 to 4. 2 to 4 by video or something like that, or by live stream. There will be a special sisters' meeting that we have not had for some time in lesson format. We'll cover one lesson tomorrow. Please encourage the sisters to view that. We do need to take care and build up the sisters. I spend so much time with you, but no time with the sisters, when actually the sisters are more important than you. So please encourage them to do that. Now, okay, the final burden this morning is on the matter of money. Now, this is not a lesser burden. This is absolutely not the least of the burden. Actually, my brothers, it is a very spiritual burden. I think today there's some outlines passed on to you. You don't need to open it, but there is one called the need of full-timers and another one called the need to support the full-timers. I put all that together for fellowship with the co-workers, but I let you have it. Brothers, let's not talk about full-timers first. Let's just talk about the saints' spiritual health. Even if there's no need, no full-timer, no Germany, no nothing, no meeting halls, I tell you, brothers, we must build up the church. This is another piece of pie in the church building. And that is to build up the monetary giving and offering, material offering of the saints. This is building up your local church. If you have not built that up, your church is not built up. Get rid of the idea that we're here fundraising, we are after the saints' money. Nothing to do with that. The saints, every saint needs to give. To be spiritual, to be right with the Lord. It's not that God needs, it's man needs. So Brother Lee, in his one of his 52 lessons for new believers, there's a chapter called financial management. A very modern term. Brother Lee was very modern. This is in the late 40s. But go read that chapter. It's not financial management as you think. You know, like CDs, interest rates, you know. Your IRA. No. One word. Give. Brother Lee's way of financial management is to give. Very, very interesting. He said, the more you give, the more you have. The less you give, the poorer you become. It is an ironclad spiritual principle for Christians. So, you go and read that chapter. He encouraged the saints to build up the habit to give to the Lord. It's not just giving to the church. You give to the church. Actually, you give to the Lord. Now, in the Old Testament, there's something called tithing, which means 10%. But no, it's not just 10%. That's an inadequate definition. Tithing means top tenth. It's like your federal income tax. You know, in some cases, you don't even see it. You don't even get it. It's already, what do you call it? Huh? Withholding. It's already withheld. You don't even see it. Goes to the federal government. It's something like this. The Old Testament is top tenth. Tenth. This is the Old Testament. But today, we're in the age of grace. So that tithing is somewhat doesn't apply to us. It's a good minimal starting point. But oh, brothers, the saints, actually, when they have the grace of the Lord, would give in 1 Corinthians 16 according as the Lord has prospered them. It says every first day of the week. This is 1 Corinthians 16. I have not done my survey, but my guess is today, as an average, not just Bay Area, in the recovery, in the U.S., our average giving is not up to 10%. Many saints don't give or give a lot less. You know the Mormon church, that cult, that huge big cult? They just have a practice, all their members to tithe. No more, just 10%. That tithing make them a rich church. If every saint is faithful and have a habit to give 10%, I tell you, the general needs of the church is more than taken care of. But we're not there. I don't know what we are. Maybe 7%. I don't know. But we're not 10%. Which means many saints are not educated and perfected in this regard. Actually, in time, in our experience, that 10% will grow. For some saints, it's 15% regularly. For some saints, it's 20% regularly. For some saints, it's 25% regularly. Without coercion. Just the experience of grace. And I like to tell you, brothers, God is not mocked. God is fair. Blessed is he who give, more blessed than he who receives. The more you give, the more you are a recipient of the divine blessing. There's no doubt about that. There are saints who give in this kind of way, at the end of the year, they don't even know who took care of them, but they're taken care of in a wonderful way, more wonderful way than if they have withheld their giving. We have plenty of stories like this. The more you withhold, the more you're in poverty. It's a spiritual principle. The more you give, the richer you become. Brothers, I would like to tell you that this matter is basic in our church life. And I recommend the Holy Word for Morning Revival called Material Giving, 5 weeks, that you would help the saints with this material, not just once in the blue moon, but even every year. Some churches take 1 week every year. And many saints testify. In Irvine, we can surely testify. Every time we reread the material, we got convicted and refreshed again in our consecration to the Lord. It has direct effect on your spiritual life. You say, the saint says, I consecrate myself to the Lord. The Lord says, okay, let me make this practical for you. You're consecrating yourself, I want two things. Number one, your time, which means your body. And number two, what? Your money. Because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. I don't want your heart. Don't give me your heart. Give me your wallet. Because if you give me the wallet, your heart follows your wallet. The heart follows the treasure, not the other way. That's how practical God is. Dear saints, even with a new believer, you have to build that up from the get-go. Don't wait. It gets harder. And even with our children, we have to help them to give when they're young. They have only $1. Teach them to give a quarter, 10 cents in the offering box. Sometimes this brother's open offering box, there's 10 cents there. Don't despise that 10 cents. Those two mites from this widow, the Lord appreciate more than the rich man's giving of a lot more than two mites, because he said these two mites represents her life. That's all she had. God does not count money the way we count it. Brothers, if you want to receive blessing, if you want your saints to receive blessing, if we want your church to receive blessing, help the saints to build up this matter of regular giving. Amen. And Lord's Day morning is the best time. The saints should prepare their gift to the Lord. Not just, forgot about it. What? This is Lord's Day. No, they are properly prepared. Because this is serious offering to the Lord. And the speaking is especially to the rich, the apostle, in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Don't put your trust in the uncertain riches, but be rich in distribution, in communication with the saints. He meant material fellowship. Now, our Brother Lee, help us, the saints, besides your regular giving, 10% or whatever, hopefully we can rise to that level, and there's no reason why we should not. We should do better than the Mormons. No? We're not a cult, right? The saints should give an additional 5% of their income. 5%. Of their income. Earmarked that 5% for the Lord's move. And from time to time, even beyond that, there's special needs. But 5% is mainly to support those workers and full-timers. These ones may be full-timers, elders, co-workers, whatever they may be. Some may be in your midst. Some may be in far-off lands, in Germany, in here and there. But it is for that. I want to see the saints and the churches in Northern California to be perpetually under the Lord's blessing in an outpour way. And I like to tell you, brothers, this is the secret. And I suppose even we all need to go to the Lord ourselves, the leading brothers, because even we may not be practicing this. The world lives in an anxious state constantly. But we live by faith, trusting the Lord. And when we have this kind of monetary of material fellowship with the apostles, which means today with the ministry and the work, we actually are partakers of the grace that these workers enjoy. And we have fellowship with them. Real fellowship. Something dirty and devilish like mammon can be transformed into something for God's kingdom. Amen. It's unbelievable. Amen. Tell the saints, if they do this, they will have people that will welcome them at the eternal tabernacles. Amen. At the kingdom. Amen. Tell them that, because this is real. And this giving will help to deliver us from the love of riches and mammon. I've seen some brothers, the more they give, the more they got blessing in their business. This is in their business. In their career. The day will come when money will be meaningless. I don't care how much money you have. They will have zero value. That day will come. It's coming. So help the saints to seize the moment to give while this money still has value that can contribute to the gospel, to the Lord's move. The more you give, I realize there's a painful aspect. Huh? A painful aspect. But there's also the joyous aspect. So I shared before, I think we shared this, the Chinese word is tong kuai. Tong means painful. Kuai means happy. Kuai le. It's very strange. These two things put together, tong kuai, means rapturous. Great delight. It involves pain. People who have not given, even sometimes beyond their ability, don't know tong kuai. They only have a little joy, but they don't have the painful rapture. Today, in the U.S., I just talked about the U.S., metropolitan areas like ours here is the place where the wealth of the saints are more concentrated. I tell you, Midwest, Southeast, that's where the people are. But the money in the recovery is not there. The money is in these places. So, brothers, we can participate within the Lord's move in Northern California by giving. Amen. To support full-timers that are sent to these places. Amen. They need meeting halls. Amen. They need more full-timers, workers. Am I right? But they don't have the money. We will give. In this recent giving in the last years for the, what is the recent thing? You know, the MCC building aid, you know, on the LSM campus, you know, all of that. I know, sorry, because I know the numbers because I know. The biggest giving is Southern California. The second giving, biggest giving, is the Bay Area. That quickly tells me where not just the number of saints are, but also the financial condition of the saints. This is one of those places that can really contribute to the Lord's move in his recovery. Amen. Financially. Amen. And brothers, not only I pray that this will be maintained, I look to the Lord that this will multiply.
Amen.
Right now, there's still need to buy that hall in Madrid. You know Madrid? This is the first hall in the Iberian Peninsula. They need a hall. They got a beautiful hall. They are still short by about 300,000 euros. They are now trying to buy a piece of land in Addis Ababa, right? What is? How do you say it? Huh? Addis Ababa. Addis Ababa. A beautiful piece of land. And that would be very key because Ethiopia is key to the Lord's move in Africa. There's a need there. And brothers, we are producing more and more full-timers. In Reno, we're going to add 4 this year. And hope every year we'll be adding 6 or more full-timers to our campus teams. Spread the gospel in Northern Cal, and so the need will increase. And we need to take care of our full-timers so that there's not this very large disparity between them, like living on well less than minimum wage, and some would live in an abundant way. This disparity is not right. We need to take care of them in an adequate way. Because they serve the Lord.
Amen.
We need to restore our honoring of those who labor in the Lord.
Amen.
With full time, even though some of them are young and apprenticing. There's a tradition in the Lord's recovery for years that there's a respect for the Lord's servants. So I hope there can be a general education to the saints with this as our goal. The basic normal giving would be minimal 10%. The special giving would be 15%. So basically you're talking about 15%. But we do not do this legally. We do not do this by demand. It is all a matter of grace.
Amen.
All a matter of grace.
Amen.
Now, we have started a work fund, right?
Yeah.
And can you give directly to that work fund?
Yes.
As an individual?
Yeah, individually.
And churches? And you can do it on a monthly basis?
Huh? Automatic payment,
you can do it PayPal and credit card? Great. That's what they're doing in the Midwest as well. And I told those brothers, I mean, we talk about it here. 1 week, each week, each saint would go, on the average, would go to Starbucks one less time. That would represent up to a, you know, if you drink that stuff, it will be $3, $4, $5, you know. You know what I mean? Then you buy a box of something and a donut or whatever. It's $5. And basically, it's not very good for you anyway. You save $5 a week. Okay? $5 a week. Then 1 week, 1 month is $20. $20. And 1 year by one saint is $240. How many saints do we have here? I'm not even asking about giving unit. I think even a high schooler has $5 to spare. I mean, because their sneakers are very expensive, you know. And the parents love them and, you know, whatever. We have 2,400 saints, or 2,500 saints, average on Lord's Day. Someone do a quick math for me. 2,500 saints times $240. What's that? Is he right? Or thereabouts? Listen, this is just depriving yourself of a grande frappuccino, which is very bad for you, and a donut or lemon cake, okay? Or for me, you know, Hong Kong milk tea and a Chinese donut. Okay, whatever it is, it's you don't even feel it. You don't even feel it. No pain here. No pain here. Just health, huh? Healthy body. Okay. We will have $600,000 per year with hardly doing anything. $600,000 into the work fund. In 2 years, it will be $1.2 million. In 3 years, it will be $1.8 million, and so on. Brothers, we will have a war chest, as they call it, a fund that can support so many full-timers in a growing way without hardly much burden. And this is not even 15%. I'm just talking about, you know, depriving Starbucks of some earnings. Do you think I'm too much? Huh? Brothers, promote this. For real. The church in Northern California, let's have a goal. How about every year? Well, 600 maybe. I just say round number, 500,000. Every year, 500,000. The first year we did it, it came in at 300,000. The second year is less. But I will tell you, brothers, consistency is what builds up. It's what gets things done, not inspiration. So help the saints in this regard. Look, I close here. If the saints in our churches are entering into the life experiences and practice by the family training, they are now releasing their spirit, exercising their spirit to praise, to give thanks, to call, to sing. Such a life of being filled in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. And listen, they go out 1 hour a week to visit the contacts, the new ones, which doesn't require much. And they put $5 every week aside for this, not to mention the 10% and 5%. I will tell you, Northern California will be unrecognizable in short order. And brothers, I challenge you to make that happen.
Amen.
Let's do it together.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Let's do it together. Yes, yes, brother.
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So, Bibles for America,
yeah.
You can sign up for the automatic monthly.
Oh, Bibles for America has the same thing.
So can you do that for the work fund?
Yes.
The work fund, you can do the same.
You go to the website and you sign up.
The saints can go directly now. So the 5% does not even have to go through the church. You can go directly to this work fund or go to BFA or go whatever. But the 10% minimum, that should go to the church. But it's up to the saints' freedom to give to the church and pass on. But to give to this account, you also get tax deduction. Yes, you get that tax deduction as well. All right, brothers, thank you very much for bearing with me. Okay, we have some announcement, and then we can go. The next time we meet, put this down, July 21st. We'll gather here again. July 21st. We'll be here again with this.